Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. We're excited about you, ladies and gentlemen, being out there. Thank you so much for those who are listening live, those who are listening via the internet, those listening on their smart devices. Thank you so much. Those listening on social media, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections, part of the MLT Global Network. It is global, ladies and gentlemen, and we're growing each and every day. So we thank God for all things. Guys, we're just excited about what God is doing. We're excited about what God's doing in your life, even though I don't know who y'all are out there. Don't matter, but God knows who you are. And we're praying for you, right? We're praying for your success. We're praying for your family. And just keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, people say, what's Power Connections? Hey, all we do, guys, is connect powerful people. One of our special guests tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elliot Eddy, CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game, ladies and gentlemen. He's a businessman, speaker, and motivational speaker and mentor. So we can't wait to hear him in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a few announcements, but this is Power Connections. All we do is connect you with the most powerful people on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number to call in, if you have a question or comment, want to be part of the program, 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. That is the call-in number right now where you can connect live. This is not pre-recorded. This is hot off the press, ladies and gentlemen. That number again, 347-843-4559. So we thank God for you. Thank God for this network. And we just trust that you're going to have a great time tonight. I love it. Hey, one thing, guys, we're just excited about a beautiful day. I know there's some things going on in our nation today. So continue to pray. Continue to support each other. As you know, weather conditions are different in the Midwest and a lot going on in our nation. So continue to pray. Lot going on in our world. Continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do in the Power of Connections. We pray and help and encourage each other, and that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for joining us out there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Power of Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn, our special guest coming up real fast, Mr. Elliot Eddy, CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game, businessman, motivational speaker and mentor, and probably a lot more too as well. If he's like me, he's a busy man, ain't it? I love it. So ladies and gentlemen, let's go and get this thing started. And one thing I want to do is give you guys a round of applause just for joining us today. Thank you so much for your time, for those listening now and later on. Thank you so much. Hey, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. We always like to do due diligence to our wonderful guest, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen, is chairman and CEO of DM Media, Inc., authored of 5 published books. Wow. Wait a minute, Mal. Let me just stop right there. 5 published books, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. I love it. You might be able to help me a little bit tonight. I love it. Worldwide distribution independent filmmaker of 6 films. Oh, man, we got to stop again, man. We got to do this one more time. 6 films, ladies and gentlemen. You all hear that? Put your hands together for this brother. Yeah. 4-time Virginia public speaking champion, 2-time internationally awarded public speaker, and Toastmasters International 2016 world champion of public speaking finalist. I love it, man. Great. As an entrepreneur, Elliot has built a corporation which boasts 5 small businesses, all of which operate in the black, including a tax preparation business, real estate investment business, and a thriving professional speaking business named EE Speaks. I love it. Currently, DM Media, Inc. had just introduced a new tabletop board game. This is what we're excited about, guys, of which Elliot Eddy is the inventor, titled The Entrepreneur Game, by EE Speaks. Wow. To date, the game has been purchased. It has been purchased in 9 different countries around the world. Wow. That's powerful, like, dear ladies and gentlemen. As an international speaker, Elliot has touched the hearts of audiences around the world. A recent recipient of the Outstanding Keynote Speaker Award from Richmond own Urban Financial Services Coalition. Elliot's favorite topic is to share on is entrepreneurship, of course, right? Public speaking and dream building. I love it. Elliot has been active with the Richmond Public Library. This is Richmond, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening outside the country, in the United States. That's Richmond, North Carolina, I believe that's correct. And providing entrepreneur workshops in Richmond City youth throughout the summer by partnering with the Black Male Emergent Readers Program of the main branch in Richmond Public Library, and providing entrepreneurial books and training for adults throughout Richmond, Virginia. So thank you for that. I just corrected myself there. Not Richmond, North Carolina, but Richmond, Virginia. And I should have known that already, but that's Richmond, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening around the globe. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, he says what excites, one of his wonderful quotes here is, "What excites me are the possibilities." And I like that quote that he has. But ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to open up the mic for Mr. Elliot Eddy. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands for Mr. Eddy coming on right now. Thank you. Man, Mr.
Wow.
Eddy, man, what's up? I love it.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Vaughn. I need to get that introduction when I go to the next family reunion.
Oh, I love it, man. We'll be glad to put in an audio for you, buddy.
I might get the big piece of chicken this time.
Exactly. How you doing, bro? How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I'm great. I'm blessed, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, man, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game. He is our power connector this week on the network. You know, one thing, Brother Elliot, what we like to do is always give a chance for our guests to have some opening comments or a monologue, whatever you like to say. But any opening comments, anything you'd like to say to everybody out there, bro?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I am just a product of believing, you know, of going in and hard work and let everybody know that, you know, whatever it is that you have in your heart to do, you can do it. As long as you can visualize it, you can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, not everybody on the planet, as you know, Brother Ella, believes there's a God, but yeah, there is a God, ladies and gentlemen, whether you believe it or not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you got a problem with that, you can give me a call directly. But he has not given us a spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. So, Brother Elliot just mentioned it. There's nothing you can't do, ladies and gentlemen. Just got to work, right? Got to work at it and get it done.
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, Elliot, how was How's the week so far? How's your week doing, man? How's your family and all the good things? How's things going thus far, my friend?
So far, it's going great. You know, we just came back from Mississippi. We were out in Starkville, Mississippi at the NHEA Woo-hoo! Homeschooling Convention. We set up on the
great.
We set up
great
there.
Place to be, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had a great time. That was actually my first time in Mississippi. I had a great time.
Wow.
A lot of history there. We were at Mississippi State University.
Wow. Exactly. A lot of doctors, lawyers, and engineers, inventors came out of there, man, as well. Just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
That's great,
I got a chance to meet a few of them while I was there. Oh, and some great people. Some great people out there.
You got that right, ladies and gentlemen. And shout-outs to the great state of Mississippi, no doubt about it. That's great. Well, Brother Elliot, if you don't mind, man, tell us a little bit about you, man. You know, where you were born and a little bit about your family raised and all that stuff, what leads us up to this day and time. But tell us a little bit about yourself that we didn't read already, buddy.
Absolutely. I am originally from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx, New York. Grew up on 167th and College Avenue between Webster Projects and the Grand Concourse.
I love it.
I went to Theodore Roosevelt High School. As I was young, I was into sports. I was, you know, I grew up at home, but after a certain age, I think I was 12 years old, I ended up in a group home. And it was mostly just because I was rebellious as a young man. I was very rebellious, didn't want to listen to anyone. So I ended up in a group home and spent quite a few years in there and learned some, you know, learned some lessons about it. But, you know, for me, that was the trajectory of my life. You know, I grew up in the church, you know, and I'm talking old school Pentecostal church. So 6 days a week, hard shoes, all of that. But for me, that was, I believe now looking back on it, I believe that was just part of what needed to happen for my life, you know, because for the world, because I turned out better for it. Not that that's what you would want to be into, but you know, it was one of those things that really did work out for my good. Went to high school in the Bronx.
Yeah, as we look back, man, you know, we can see that. So that's great, man. Continue. Yeah, go ahead and continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you, man. Oh, wow.
Oh, not a problem, man.
Great story, man.
Yeah, so I went to school, high school in the Bronx. Had no idea, no thoughts about going to college. One time, I was playing basketball. We were pretty good, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And some guy at the last game of the season, some guy came up to me and said, "Hey, man, how would you like to go to college?" I said, "Hey, that sounds cool with me." I was blessed to be able to go to college that way. Still learned some lessons, got out. And, you know, one of the things that was big in me as I was growing up, you know, I was always tall and big for my age. So when people saw me, what they really saw was a pair of hands, or they saw, you know, somebody that could do some physical work.
Yeah.
They didn't really see me as a, you know, as a person with a great mind. And I knew I had that. You know, most of the jobs I had was always security guard. It was always, you know, some type of laborer. But I always wanted to do more than that. You know, I felt like there was more to me than just that. And I wanted to get paid based on what I brought to the table. So entrepreneurship, even though I didn't know it back then, played a huge part in my life because I wanted to be able to do something more than just the normal things.
I love it, man. You're doing that, ladies and gentlemen. He is doing that. This is Mr. Elliot Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, who is the Black inventor, creates board game that teaches children and adults how to start a business, man. So, you know, it all pays off, man. Keep going, right?
Yes, it does.
Wonderful, man. Yeah, so proud of you, man. And Billy, I'll tell you about your family, man. Tell us about your family. We always like to hear about that wonderful family of people.
Oh man, I have my wife who's been she's my backbone. That's Woo-hoo! She helps me hold it. She holds it down. It's just me and my wife. You know, we've been together for 21 years this year.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, let's give a shout out to that one.
You know, that's big in the world nowadays where people are one and done.
That's right, man. Brother Elliot, that one's not a game at all, buddy. That's the one you just play. But you play that one all the way out, man. I love it. So, yeah, we're proud of you, man. And we do honor your wonderful wife as well, man. That's fantastic. That's great. Is your wife in business with you, or she does something else?
Well, she's always in business. Everything that I've done, she's always back.
Yeah.
She's also a realtor on her own, so she has her own business. that she's been doing, and she's doing very well at it. But she's always been in everything that I do. She's right there holding me down.
That's fantastic.
She does a lot. Sometimes she does a lot more work than I do, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it, man. She obviously loves you, man, so that's powerful right there. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Elliot Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. This young man here, ladies and gentlemen, black inventor who created a board game that teaches children and adults how to start a business. Wow, I love it. And, man, that is brilliant, Brother Eddie. Brilliant, man, because you know that has been an issue for a long time, but not anymore, man. You kind of close that gap a little bit too as well. So that's pretty cool. Let's go back in time, man, and talk about how you came up with that, man. What happened, man? Did God drop that into you or something you always had in you?
Actually, it was dropped into me. So I was doing I had come back from the speaking competition, the Toastmasters speaking competition you spoke of.
Yeah.
Came back with a big win trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Yeah.
That summer, I started doing these entrepreneur workshops. They were free for the children in Richmond, Virginia. During the summer, it was a four-week course, and I wanted to bring in children, just teach them about entrepreneurship and give them a vision that they could actually do it. One particular day, there was, I had maybe about 20 kids in the class. One particular day, there was a young man in there, about 14 years old, and he knew how to fix bikes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going around the room, and I'm asking these kids, well, what type of business would you open if you had your choice? And when I got to him, he said, well, I can't open a business. You have to be special to open a business, and I'm not special. And honest with you, man, it broke my heart. It broke my heart.
Oh, absolutely.
First of all, because he was already had a business. He was fixing bikes. he had a great low overhead business. But the real thing was I looked into his eyes, and this was another young child who didn't believe that he had the skills or the wherewithal to do something on his own. And that means that the people around him weren't doing that, and they didn't have that information. When I looked around the room, and I'm thinking, well, how many kids are growing up like this? Because they don't teach this in school.
Right.
They teach you how to get a job how to be a worker, but they don't teach you how to be autonomous, how to be a free thinker. I tried to figure out, I said, well, I'm doing these four-week courses, but I only have, I got 20 people, but I can't, I can't teach everybody. There are millions of kids around the world. So how could I share this information with them? Because that was what was important to me. And is when God dropped it in my spirit. He said, the board game.
Wow.
I started thinking, well, when I came up, I was playing Monopoly, and I love Monopoly. And because of Monopoly, I wanted to buy and sell real estate when I got older.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't necessarily teach me how to do it, but it gave me me that desire.
Exactly.
So I said, well, what if I created a game that was fun, but it taught you how to be an entrepreneur, how to build a business, how to envision your own business, your own self, and then taught you the steps that it takes to grow that business into an empire. And that was the start of everything. And then there, it was just about putting it together, putting it on paper, and making it real.
Yeah, man. That's powerful, man. That is powerful. I'm glad you called. You actually heed the call, buddy. You actually took the call up and made it happen. That's powerful right there. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that today, Ellie, because we're talking about mindset of our children today specifically and adults as well. And as you know, we haven't been taught certain things, and that's exactly right. But that tide is changing now. And because that's one reason why they kept books and everything else from us, because we had so much talent, as you know. And that's changing and has changed over the years, which praise God for that. So, yeah, that was powerful, man. So that would make a difference in one's life, man. And we're so glad, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Elliot Eddie, who is the founder and CEO of Entrepreneur Board Game. Ladies and gentlemen, he has invented a board game for children and adults to help them start businesses. And that's just a brilliant, brilliant area. And he goes all around the country, all around the world to share this information with them. Hey, if you would, Brother Elliot, let's go ahead and give that. I know people are listening and will be listening later as well. How can they get in touch with you, man? What's the best way to get in touch with you about this wonderful product and, of course, with you as well for speaking purposes?
Okay, well, you can definitely catch me from the website. You can email me from the website. The website is entrepreneurboardgame.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's entrepreneurboardgame.com. And, of course, the email address is info@entrepreneurboardgame.com. anything having to do with the game, or if you need to reach me from there. I also have another website, which is pretty much my speaking website and my business website, which is eespeaks.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can also email for me from there. And I'm definitely I'm one that definitely gets back to people, and I do respond to my emails. Actually, even if you got me on Facebook or Twitter, I'm usually responding to those myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brother Elliot. Exactly right. So, Elliot, you also, too, because we want to make sure that the high schools and middle schools and any type of, you know, any teachers out there and social workers, anybody contacts you about this, man, as well. Because we feel that everybody, associations, businesses, need to know about this for their children, you know, as well as they move forward. So that's powerful, man. So, I'm very, very proud of you on this one, man. Just a great, great idea. So now tell us a little about some of your travels now and when you get started. Now, when was the first board released? When was the first one released out?
Well, this is relatively new. So what I did is last year I came up and actually invented the board, and I started out with crowdfunding. So the game was crowdfunded, and during the crowdfunding process, if you guys know about this, I went through Kickstarter, and there's a if you go through Kickstarter, it's a business that allows inventors to put up their information and put up what they want to get done, and allows people from around the world, if they like the idea, to pledge money to help you get that, to help you turn it into a reality. I was blessed because in 4 hours, it was less than 5 hours that the entire thing was funded from people in eight different countries. Less than 5 hours, eight different countries kicked in. Over 300 people kicked in and said, you know what? This has to be made. This has to be done.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Congratulations on that.
I went through manufacturing, which is a trip. You know, that's learning. You know, because you're always learning something as you go.
Absolutely.
And, the first game came out this year, January 1st, and 2019, the first game hit the press and went to the first customer.
Oh, that's powerful, man. That is powerful. So they can go to the website and order as well. Is that correct? Wow.
They can go to the website and order. Right now, we're in the process of getting them inside the stores. As a matter of fact, today I was in Armstrong High School. There is in Richmond, Virginia, we have a high school named Armstrong that some would consider one of the most challenged schools in Richmond. And I went in there with the entrepreneur game doing a workshop for these for these kids to teach them entrepreneurship and let them play the game and use this as ground zero, because we need to get this information out to our children.
Absolutely.
They need
it
desperately.
Absolutely, Brother Elliot. You know that about it. As you know, Brother Elliot, and let's talk about this a little bit, because I know for a fact our children are so brilliant, man. They're just looking for energy to the release, you know, basically.
Yeah.
We don't challenge that. We don't challenge it. Even when I was growing up, man, I was always wanting to do things, but, you know, I got a lot of spankings growing up to keep it simple, so keep things toned down, so thank God for that. But my point here is that the reason why we were so busy and getting into different things, because we were trying to figure out what we could do with all this genius. We didn't know we had it, you know, all the talent we had. And like you said, repairing bicycles. I remember repairing my bicycle. I could have had a business in lawnmower business. Could have had a lawnmower business. I knew how to cut lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Paint. A friend of mine showed me how to paint rooms in a home. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And retail. So all of that. So our children today, ladies and gentlemen, are so brilliant. But don't get frustrated with them. You need to find out what they like to do and turn that into a business. No doubt about it.
Yes.
Okay, how big or small it is, brother. Can you talk a little bit about that, how important that is, and how your game can do that as well for our audience, please? That's powerful right there.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing that the game does is it helps you tap into your imagination. It helps you tap into the possibilities. So when you start this game, you have three decisions to make right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who plays.
Mm-hmm.
First one is,
yeah,
what type of business are you going to open? Then you have to determine what is the name of your business. You have to shape it and form it and make it real in your mind. And then the third thing you have to do is find out whether it's going to be a home-based business or brick-and-mortar business, which gives you the rules of the game. It says whether you're paying for it cash or whether you're going to have to take a loan out from the bank. So right off the back, you get concepts. The beautiful thing I like about the start is you're allowing someone to say, okay, well, I have a talent. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe I want to open up candy store. Maybe I want to sell some of my paintings or whatever it is that's in their mind, and let them come up with something inside them. And then it lets you name it. See, once you begin to name it, then it becomes more of a reality in your mind. So now you go through this game actually believing, look, this is my business. I visualize it. You know, I can say what's happening and what's going on with it. As you go through the game, there are four different decks, and each one of these decks of cards, you have situations that pop up that you have to make decisions on. So you'll have cards that are wild cards, cards that are losses, cards that are big business cards, and marketing cards. So it gives you all the aspects of actually going through the game, and actually the same things that you would do in real life in a real business, you have to do those in the game. So you learn how to budget, how to market, how to make decisions, how to invest, negotiate, how to brand. And basically how to communicate with other people on your goals and how to make it a win-win situation for everyone. That's what I love about it. You get to grow in this game.
Absolutely, man. That's what it's all about.
It's all about the possibilities.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, because we got to pull it out, man. We have to pull it out. And, of course, as you know, the family can't do it because they're not trained. Not that they don't want to do it. It's just they're not trained to do that. Maybe they don't have the time, but then, of course, schools can't do it because they're not there for that. They're not there for business. They want you to hopefully just graduate and get a job. That's what, they never talk about business. They always talk about job and career, which is fine. We understand that. And, of course, neither the church doesn't do it because they're not equipped, you know, because they don't have anybody like yourself to go in and teach that type of concept. So that is so powerful. So how early, also too, Brother Ellie, how early can how old do you have to be? I guess how young should you be, I guess, before you start that? How young should you be starting
off? So with the Toy Association, I have on the box 12 and up. Honestly, from what I've seen going around, I would say 10 years old. 10-year-old to 9-year-old and 10-year-olds are taking to this game. They're actually beating adults. But they are taking to this game because basically what you need is a decent reading comprehension skill level. Once you're able to read and understand what's on those on that paper or what the cards are telling you, the rest of it is going to be imagination and decision making. As a matter of fact, I was in Peoria, Illinois, and I had I have the video to this that I have on the website. But in Peoria, Illinois, I had a family of three, two sisters, one brother. The brother was, I think he was 6 years old, and all three of them, I let them play the game while I was sitting, while I was at the table vending. Now, the older sisters had to help him with the money, but he understood the concepts. And in that little bit of time, he actually was beating his sisters at 6 years old. He wouldn't spend any money, so they had they were going bankrupt and had to come get loans from him to stay in business. You know, I think, now I think what's happening is children have the imagination and they have the desire to do these things. We just don't we just don't cater to that. We don't bring that out of them. We don't give them the chance to do that. We just put them in front of a television or you know a video game and let them be, which I understand.
Yeah.
You know,
time
constraints, but they have so much more talent and so much more in them than we allow. And if we put the right things in front of them that will motivate them, all of that will come out. And you'll be able to get a brand new child.
Absolutely, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Elliot Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game, ladies and gentlemen. He invented the board game that teaches children and adults how to start a business. And that's exactly right what you said, Elliot, because these little, I mean, you talk about babies coming out. You give them a cell phone, they start tapping it, and, you know, next thing they know, they look at stuff. You know, amazing, man.
Absolutely.
Just incredible. I say, how do you know to do that? I mean, 3 years old, you know, 2 years old.
Exactly.
How do they really know how to do that? I'm still reading the manual, you know? Powerful, man. That's awesome, man. That is awesome. So I like those
types
of stories,
man. At that age, they are still young enough because they don't have any fear. They don't know that they're not supposed to be able to do certain things or certain things are beyond them. They don't know that.
Right.
So they take to it, and they just do it. You know, they just do it.
Yeah, there's no fear. No, they're not say they. Matter of fact, they'll take the money from you. If you take it back, they'll take it from you probably. Say, give me that back. So that's powerful right there, man. So that's wonderful. Well, that's great, man. Well, tell us about a couple other stories, man, from around the country, man, wherever you've been. Any other wonderful stories you have based on your board game? That's wonderful.
Oh, man, I've met so many people going around to these different states and setting up these games. I've met some wonderful adults. I've met, you know, adults that have their own business. I've been next to children who have tables inside these conventions selling their own products. So that's what that's how I know it can be done. But I've met people from on both sides of the fence. Some people who are encouraging that in their children now, and some people who just don't have an who don't have a vision for it. And you know, the thing that's important to realize is even for an adult, this is something that adults really need as well. Because you know, we get into a rut. We get into a place where we think that the only place we can be fulfilled or the only place we're going to be able to have our money and be able to move forward is in a job. And there's nothing wrong with jobs. You know, your bills got to be paid.
Exactly.
But every single one of us has something else in them. It doesn't matter. Your job doesn't necessarily fulfill you. Some of some of you are going to have a business in you. Some people are going to have a message, which is a nonprofit business. All of these are businesses, you know, so we and we really owe it to ourselves in these days to really let that go, to really expand and to go after those things, because posterity depends on it. You know, that's how we go forward. And when we start giving up, and I've met a lot of people who just decide that that's not what they want to do, which is fine if that's not for you, but at least show that option to someone else, to your nephew, to your son, to your uncle, whoever it is. Keep that possibility alive, and that's why I'm glad I've met a lot of people, which have helped me understand the psyche of both sides. Those who think it is possible, and those who don't know it's possible.
Yeah, that's powerful,
That's the challenge. That's the challenge to make sure that they know it is possible.
That's it, Mr. Elliott. You're right. That's what Power Connections is all about, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Hey, our special guest is Mr. Elliott Eddy, ladies and gentlemen, co-founder and CEO of Entrepreneur Board Game, along with his beautiful wife. He's a businessman, motivational speaker, and mentor. He, ladies and gentlemen, he invented the board game that teaches children and adults how to start a business. And everything you said, I agree with 1,000%, Elliott, about that, man. The kids are brilliant. They all they need is a little motivation. But one thing you know, we got to help teach them on is the why, even for the adults. Mm-hmm. Like you said, even though you may not be interested, you need to understand why we need to do this for somebody else. It could be your cousin, could be somebody else in your family down the street, could be the guy next door, you know, children next door, through their parents, all that kind of stuff's got to be done. So, yeah, don't what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, don't be selfish. If you don't like it, somebody else will like it. Is my point, you know, so that's what we want to do. But I want you to expand your horizons, ladies and gentlemen. Expand, learn everything. Now, you may not like it, but that's okay. You learn something that you can share with somebody else. And one thing I love about this too. It just gives you that thought process, I believe, to the game. It gives you the thought process, Elliott. You correct me if I'm wrong. It gives you the strategies. It gives you the thinking capacities and all that above. Is that true? Pretty much a board gives you more than just a game. Obviously, that's powerful, man. Yeah, talk to that a little bit.
I have a neighbor. My neighbor is a family, wonderful family, husband, wife. Mm-hmm. They have three children, two girls and one boy. So now the oldest girl, her name is Journey. And she's an artist. She draws. Mm-hmm. Right now she's in that stage where she loves to draw. So she's drawn these beautiful big posters. And she has them and she wanted to sell the posters.
Yeah.
And I think she was selling them for $35, $45, something like that. So now they played the game because they were some of the people that helped me, you know, figure out what the problems could be, what the questions would be. So she's playing the game. Everything's well. The next day her dad comes back to me and he says, "You know what? After playing the game, my daughter said, 'You know what, Dad? These posters, instead of selling this one for $35, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a copy of it, and I'll sell the copies for $10. And that way I can sell a lot more copies.'" You know, and the beauty of that is she got that after playing the game one time.
Which
let me know that we were on the right track because it's giving it's letting them create ideas for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, letting them see what's possible even beyond. So, and you can't, you know, that's something you can sit down and tell them, but how much better is it for them to realize that themselves?
Absolutely.
So this is what the game does. It opens up the possibilities.
I love it, man. You know, one thing I was thinking about too, Brother Elliott, because I went here in Atlanta. They do the homeschoolers convention. Have you gotten in touch with those guys yet? The homeschool people?
Not Atlanta. I've been to a few. Yeah. Not
well,
the one
around
in Atlanta,
the country. Yeah, I think they converged. Everybody came in from around the country on this one, but I wanted to make sure you get tied into that whole network, which is probably one in every state probably now, at least. One or two in every state now, but this homeschooler association definitely need to tap into that, my friend. and that'll give you some. If I can say, I think I got the link somewhere. I have to look it up. But they had one convention here in Atlanta. I just kind of went to see what they were doing for networking purposes. But that's mm-hmm. a great market too, if you haven't already tapped into it. The homeschool families, you know, that do that on a regular basis. It's some powerful, man. And even charter school. I think about the charter schools too. As I was thinking, the charter schools.
Now that's
man.
Where I'm going next.
Yeah,
I'm doing the homeschooling conventions now. That's where I'm traveling state to state. But the charter schools is what's next on my list.
Yeah, man. So that's going to be another powerful area. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Power Connections with Mr. Eddie, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder and CEO. He's joining us on Power Connections tonight, man. This is awesome, man. I love it. Incredible. Hey, look, we're going to come back to the game a little bit too, Brother Eddie. What about your speaking, man? Now, when you go out and speak, what are your topics, my friend? What do you like to speak on?
All right, so my three favorite topics are entrepreneurship, because I believe in it. Mm-hmm. I also speak about public speaking, helping people become better speakers and be able to express themselves. And thirdly, I speak on something I call dream building. Dream building is similar to helping someone basically find out what their purpose is, find out what their talents and skills are that they have within them that they can develop into a message or into a business or into just hands to help someone else. So those are the three things I love to speak about the most. Now, of course, I go on a lot of different topics. I have a tax preparation business for 11 years. So, of course, I talk about taxes and
absolutely.
I talk about setting up businesses and how to, you know, everything from how to do your business plan to how to figure out your entity, how to get corporate credit. So I really like to do the business, a lot of things in business. But business, public speaking, I do some life coaching. You know, I talk about several things.
That's great.
But those are the things that I speak about most.
And they all work together. That's what's neat about it. They all work together. They're pretty cool. So it's not like they're separate. And you can kind of work them all into the business plan, into the a board game, into the tax cycle. They're gonna really need some tax consulting, no doubt about it,
yes,
when
sir.
They start making a lot of money, you know. So that's pretty powerful.
Yes,
right
sir.
It's wonderful. I like that whole business model, the way you put that together, man, as well. That's great. You know, with the also
it's about empowerment.
Yeah, exactly. This is all about, too, as well. And the fact that, you know, because the tax game has changed a little bit from the government side, as you know, brother. Mm-hmm. So we got to talk about that. So that's important to let them know about that. And also, too, I guess I'm asking here, too, Brother Eli, do you talk about savings, too? How to save money when they really start a business? How to save their money, invest their money, things like that? Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Yeah.
We do. Actually, I even teach the young children as young as 5-year-old how to split up any money that you make, you know, how to set up your simple IRAs, make sure you get something in IRAs so you can pay yourself and grow your money, how to, you know, take a portion of it to reinvest in your business. You can take a portion for yourself, but you have to reinvest in your business. You have to put some to the side for savings, and you have to put some to the side to grow.
Yes, sir.
Those are important things. Those very important things. So I sit down and I show them, you know, give them an idea of how to put together a financial plan, even as young as 5. Because even 5-year-olds, I show them how to set up their own lemonade stands and pet walking businesses and, you know, laundry businesses, because they might as well get started when they're young. So by the time they turn 18, they'll be walking out. And you can take that and take it, pay their own college, or they can start their own business. Or, you know, it gives them options, which gives them self-confidence and power.
Yes, sir. I love it, man.
So we talk about the gambit of all those.
Yeah, exactly, bro. That's exactly right. Y'all just think about the young people, man, again, because during the summer, you know, a lot of them are bored, man. And unfortunately, they get in trouble, you know, because they're bored pretty much. And they make some decisions that are not good. But if they had the board, if they had not only just a game, but they also have now a business that they can do. And it could be anything, whatever they want to do. So that's powerful right there.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my good, awesome guest here today, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elliot Eddie, who has won over 5 states and 2 international public speaking awards. He's created the Entrepreneur Game, a new board game that teaches children and adults how to start and build a successful home base and brick and mortar business in the comfort of their own home. Man, I tell you, bro, that is so brilliant. What a great idea, and congratulations on that success there as well.
Thank
if you would, Brother Eddie, give that contact information out, man. I know people should be blowing up their website right about now anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's tons of information about the game at entrepreneurboardgame.com. You'll be able to see the video that we have up. You'll be able to get readouts for it. I even have the set of the rules up there so you can see what the game is about. I tell you,
yeah.
I show you pictures from around the country of people playing the game, of me at these home conferences, vending the
yes,
game.
Sir.
There's all types of information about the game. And you can also contact me through the site. There is a contact us button where you can email me right through the site. If you want to just email me, you can email me at info@entrepreneurboardgame.com. But please do reach out.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
With that, here's something special that that you guys should know also. I also have for the game, I have an offshoot called the entrepreneurlounge.teachables.com. And what this is I put up a number of modules, which are three modules on business. You can go
Come
in there
on,
and download
man.
Books and three modules that'll show you how to set up business plans, that'll give you sample articles of incorporation and bylaws, that'll show you how to file your nonprofit and get your 501c3. That'll show you how to do these same things that I'm talking about in the game, how to take it from the game to real life. And this is just free as part of that, because I think all of us have the right to have access to this information. You know, this is information that took me years and years and thousands of dollars to learn the hard way. So what I want to do is I want to make it easier for people coming up behind me, because those ideas and those businesses, we need them. Whatever is invested, whatever you have invested in you, the world needs that. So I want to make it easier for you to get that to the world, because we all become better because of it.
You got that right, my friend. You got that right, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Mr. Elliot Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of the Entrepreneur Board Game. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, you can catch him on Facebook. Just type in The Entrepreneur Game by EE Speaks, ladies and gentlemen. And also on Twitter, he's got The Entrepreneur Game. It's ENTRP, Board Game, at Twitter. You get that at sign there. And then, of course, on Instagram, you just type in The Entrepreneur Game as well. So he's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hey, also, too, Brother Ellie, you talked about the YouTube, man. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the YouTube. How do people get in touch with the YouTube? What they do, type in, what they got to type in on the YouTube side of it.
Okay, so my YouTube channel is, I've had that for many years. It's called Urban Films. Urban, F-I-L-M-Z, like zebra. Urban Films. That was a company when I first started doing films, started making these independent movies. I sold my first one to a distribution company, and I got ripped off badly. It took me 10 years to get my master's back. After that, I said, I will not let that happen again. So I set up my own distribution company to distribute my films and the other films, and I called it Urban Films. And that's still there from Urban Films. And you'll find tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. You'll find commercials. You'll find a lot of things under that.
Oh, that's great, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you heard it from the CEO and founder, ladies and gentlemen, and the brilliant inventor here of Entrepreneur Board Game and so much more. He's also in the film, ladies and gentlemen. He's a speaker. And I want to encourage everybody to invite him out to your events in the future. You know, of course, you need to set it up based on his schedule. But we want schools, associations, businesses, anybody that has really young people that can get involved, and especially during the summertime, man, I tell you, Brother Eddie, you know, I was going to ask you about the Georgia market, man. You got any connections down here yet? How are you expanding? How you want to expand?
I would love to get down to Georgia. I haven't made it to Georgia yet.
That's okay. Yeah, we want to do the, we want somebody else to do the work for you, with you, with your approval, you know what I'm saying? So you can't be everywhere, obviously. We understand that. So let us know what we got to do to help you, man, to help get some business down here for you as well, you know. So let us know.
Oh, that would be great. I appreciate
you, man. Yeah, we got some great.
I would love to have some brand ambassadors down there.
Yes, sir. We got to do that. And matter of fact, and I don't know if you have a video or something matter of fact, we have a wonderful networking event coming up in June. It'll be great to promote that and get that out for you. So we can do that for you on this end if you approve whatever you want to release there. So we'll talk about that. If you haven't already, you may want to do a promo video. It don't have to be very long, but just enough to let people know about maybe no more than 2 minutes or so. And we can share that down here, man, and just kick it off like that and let people come to you. You know what I'm saying? And then if they want to know more, they can follow up with you about it, of course, as well. So be thinking about that, my friend. to. Yeah, we're going to utilize this technology, man. And I want to encourage you to do as many promos as you can and put that on social media and let it do its thing, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's all about branding.
Yes, sir.
It's all about branding, man. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and our great guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elliot Eddy. And we are just excited about him tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad. I hope you're enjoying the show, ladies and gentlemen, because it is powerful information. And let's talk about a little bit, Brother Eddie, let's talk about an inventor. We want to encourage people to be an inventor. You know what I'm saying? As well, let's talk about that. Let's give us some encouraging words and some steps on what it takes to be an inventor today.
Wow, that is something. And, you know, the interesting thing is I never saw myself as an inventor. But I think what comes first to mind is if you see a problem, it is on you to fix it.
Yep.
So if that means if you see a lack of information, then it's time for you to put something there that'll provide that information. If you see, that's where really inventions, you know, inventions come about because of necessity, because somebody sees that there's something missing, something that's either going to make life better, make it easier, or expand it. So, you know, and a lot of us have that. You know, I can't tell you how many times I thought growing up, man, if we just had something like this, it would be great. So when you have those sort of thoughts, you are an inventor. When you see a problem, then it's on you to fix it, because the problem is magnified in your eyes because you have something in you to fix that or to add to it. So, we can't be scared. We can't be scared to come up take something and make it better, or just come up with something that's never been done. You know, what I'm proud about for the entrepreneur game is when I looked out there to try to find out, well, what have people done that would do exactly what I want done? And no one had done it. Nobody had done it. So I could have just said, well, you know, it's not out there. But I said, well, it's supposed to be out there, so let me do it. And I think all of us have that to some level.
Yep.
You know,
but
so
you
if you see the problem,
question,
you see a problem.
Yeah.
If you see a problem, create a solution. And then let somebody know about it. And don't be scared. Don't be scared
to
do that.
That's exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, and one thing we got to talk about too, brother, this is a big one for me, especially if you got a new idea, how you're supposed to protect that initially. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because you have a brilliant idea. You don't want to go tell everybody on the planet about it. I know you're excited, but you may not even want to tell mama and them right now. You know, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, really seriously, how to protect your idea initially? Now, there's nothing wrong with letting people know you're working on something, but tell us what it takes today, because, you know, people just take stuff and run with it, and then next thing you know, it's a different name, but your idea is out there, you know? That's incredible.
Yeah.
So how do we protect ourselves today, buddy?
Well, the best way legally to protect yourself is to go when they have copyrights, trademarks, and patents. So the first thing I would say is go ahead and get you a copyright. Put something down on paper, write it up, and go ahead and file for a copyright for that idea, for that thought process.
Yes,
copyrights
sir.
Are inexpensive. You can get a copyright for $35 just by going to the website, United States Trademark Patent Office. So the first thing you have to do is you have to have in writing, and you need to do it with a legal entity so that if anything pops up, that is defendable in court. Because people lose their mind. So you really do need to protect yourself, because if you don't, anybody can run away with it. That's happened in entertainment.
Right.
It's happened in so many different businesses. You know.
Yeah.
So you do that. Go through the process. Go ahead and get your copyright. If you have you have a name or something like that, go ahead and get your trademark. It is going to cost you a couple of dollars, but it's going to cost you more if you don't do it.
That's right.
And then as soon as you and now if you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're inventing something that is an actual process, or you're inventing something that's new, that's, you know, whether it's a game or it's a thing before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, patents, I know you might, whether it's a new design or something, you want to think about patents. And you can actually file for a provisional patent which gives you a certain amount of time before you have to actually file for the patent. So first thing I would say is write it down on paper, get that copyrighted. If it's a work of art, you want to go ahead and get that to the Writers Guild. But you want to get it registered.
Once
you register it, then you can go a little bit further. Don't tell everybody, you know.
Right.
Just don't run around telling everybody you can. You do have to speak to some people, because you're going more than likely you're going to need some help along the line.
That's right.
But limit it to it. When you're going to talk to somebody, if you're going to talk to a business about it, get you an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. Write it, put
there
it down
go.
In writing, saying, You know, I'm going to talk with you. We're going to talk about this, but, you know, I need you to agree that you're not going to tell nobody else about it and steal it. So, you know, sometimes we don't want to do things like that because we feel embarrassed or we feel like, oh, well, you know, I know this person, but, you know, it's best to be to do it the right way.
Absolutely, brother. Because, like, you know, somebody else could be listening, man. You'd be telling somebody else heard it. You know,
yeah.
Got to make sure.
And then if you see it out there, you need to be able to find a way that you can, you know, take care of that legally. You know, if you see something, there was a song that Lauryn Hill said in one of her songs. She said, if your song sounds like mine, I'm taking a percentage.
Exactly.
But you can only do that if you take care of business up front.
That's exactly right, man. What wisdom there, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with my awesome guest tonight, CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game, Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen. He's brilliant. Businessman, speaker, motivational speaker, mentor. But we're excited about this wonderful board game, ladies and gentlemen, called the Entrepreneur Board Game by Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen. It teaches children and adults how to start a business. And I tell you guys, this is overdue. It is here now. We want you guys to contact him at entrepreneurboardgames.com, entrepreneurboardgame.com, so you can book him for speaking engagements and, of course, information about his wonderful, wonderful network that he has set up as well. You know, one thing I want to talk about, too, Brother Eddie, before we let you go, man, is the mindset today. What type of mindset do you have to have today in business, man? That's a big one for me.
And that's first of all, in business, you have to, your mindset has to be one that, you know, you're going to, you have to be able to see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to define what it is that you're going to do. And you have to be able to be strong enough to say that no matter what happens, you are going to continue along the way. You know, a lot of times we get sidetracked because, you know, we think about what people say and what, you know, mama and daddy say or friends say that it's a stupid idea. We get sidetracked because, you know, we go after it and something happens and it doesn't go exactly the way we want it the first time, or it looks like we lost some money. But we have to keep, we have to be able to keep going. We have to be able to have enough trust that what we saw, that envision, is attainable. See, you know, when we come up against a lot of what we like to call failures, or when we fail, you know, those are not, don't look at them as failures. What is happening is you're actually finding out where you're lacking information at. So, for example, if you are an event planner, and you are great at planning events, but for some reason you plan the most beautiful events, but nobody seems to come to your events. And you do two or three events, they're the most beautiful thing, but nobody comes and sits in the chairs. You know, a lot of people will stop right there and say, you know what, I'm terrible, this ain't for me, I can't do this. But that's not what's happening. What that means is that you are great in all of these areas, but in the area of marketing and getting people in the chair, you need more information. We have to stop looking at failures as hindrances.
And
start looking at those as opportunities to learn more so that we can be well-rounded. And don't stop. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who doesn't believe in the vision. You know, everything that was created, somebody thought it was stupid. Right? The paperclip was created by a guy before him. There were no paperclips. And I thought, and I'm sure that people thought it was stupid. They said, "What you need a paperclip for? Why don't you just use a folder?"
Right,
you know? But you have to be able to stand and say, "You know what? I'm going to go through with this regardless."
Absolutely.
And that's the mindset you have to have. You have to have that mindset.
You got that right, my friend, because, you know, back in the day, man, those people on horses saying, that car ain't going to never work.
It's not going to last.
Yeah, that's something, man. Can you believe that?
You know?
That's
and there's always something like that. You know, there's somebody running around that made a squeegee. That made that little round ball. Somebody made the little round ball with the things that stick out of it. People have made, you know, and somebody, I'm quite sure somebody said, "What? You're going to make what? Who's going to buy that?" And you turn around and look at it, and it's a multi-million-dollar business. So don't doubt yourself. Keep going.
That's exactly right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, from CEO and founder of Entrepreneur Board Game, Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful, wonderful young man out of Richmond, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to give him a hand for being our power connector this week. Man, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
It really does, man. That's wonderful, though. It's all good. And Brother Eddie, we always like to give our guests to have some final words, some takeaways, calls to action, anything you want to say from your heart, man, out there, because we want to encourage everybody to get in touch with Mr. Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, at Entrepreneur Board Game. I want you guys to put that on your social media, blow it up out there. Please go out and visit that, but also push it out to your social media events. That's entrepreneurboardgame.com. But Brother Eddie, I want to give you some final thoughts there. Anything you want to say, man, to the network out there, buddy?
No, I would just encourage people. You know, I think that every single one of us has something special inside of us. Every single
Absolutely.
One of us has an idea, has a
Absolutely.
Thought, has a gift, has a trail.
Yep.
Every one of
yep.
us has something that we have special to give to this world. And I think
yep.
that, you know, for our own sake, for our sanity, we have to mm-hmm. find a way to get that out there. Now, if it's a business, it's about getting information. If it's a message,
mm-hmm.
it's about saying that message and saying it and letting the people who need to hear that come. But whatever it is that you have in your heart to do, whatever it is that you have in your mind, whatever it is you have in your hand to give, I want you to go ahead and do that. I want you to determine in your mind and determine in your heart that you're not going to let anyone stop you. You're going to figure out a way to get that out to the world. And you're going to be a better person because of it. You're going to enjoy life a little bit more. You're going to be a whole lot happier. And you're going to give something to the world that no one else is able to give. And you're going to change lives. Just go for it. Just take whatever it is and just keep going for it. And don't stop. Just if I could tell
hey.
You one thing, I just don't give up. Just keep going. Keep going. As long as you have breath, keep going.
That's it. I love it, Mr. Eddie. That is wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a successful entrepreneur and speaker, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot be stopped unless you stop. You know, what's interesting about this whole thing, once I understood it a little bit more, Brother Eddie, is that even the devil can't stop you. Even God won't
right.
stop you. Now, if anybody's qualified, it would be God. He don't even stop you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can
That's
go either
right.
way, but when you're doing good, he won't stop you from doing good if you're doing some good stuff, you know. So we thank God for
yes,
for the mindset that people have out there. And if you guys need to get in touch with Mr. Eddie, you need to call him, get with him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But I want to encourage everybody to go to entrepreneurboardgame.com, entrepreneurboardgame.com. Wow. But Brother Eddie, you know, man, I tell you, time's flying, man. We want you to, first of all, tell your wonderful wife, thank you for letting us have some time with you tonight. Let's jump on Power Connections. So, any final words, my friend? Any final words before we let you go? I love it. Appreciate
go out there and do it. Go out there and do
yep.
it, everybody. Give it your all.
Yep.
Get it done.
You got to do it. That's right. Get it done, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse, right? There's nobody holding you back. Nobody saying you can't do it. Now, you may say you can't do it, but that don't mean it's true. That's for sure. They're not going to chain you up.
They can't do it.
That's right. They can't do it. They're not going to chain you up. They're not going to hold your head to the gun and all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So you can do anything you want to do. I just want to encourage you to look inside your heart, right? Look inside your gut. And if you got an idea or anything, you need to contact Mr. Elliott, Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, so he can encourage you to get to do what you need to do. And also order that board game as well. The Entrepreneur Board Game will help assist you. But not only you adults, but also our young people. We're really concerned about our young people today. And I think this will help as well. Don't you, Brother Elliott? You think this will help
Absolutely.
A little bit? I think it'll help. Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, well, Brother Eddie, this is your network too, man, so we can't wait to have you back again as required, man. If you got new games coming out, new anything, video, man, anything we can push out there on the network to help you grow. We'll talk offline about what we can do down here for you, man, to get it into the system. And I think we'll probably just promo it probably with a video be probably the easiest way because I can pull that up and show it. And if people are interested, they can contact you directly. You know what I'm saying? That'd be perfect.
Absolutely.
We'll talk
Thank
more about
you,
that.
Thank you, Doctor.
But
I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate you. And let us know when you're coming through this area. I know things will be blowing up where you'll be able to do that. So let us know when you're coming south of the border, buddy, so we can
Absolutely.
Have you meet with you and look forward to doing that. Well, great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Mr. Elliott Eddie, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of an Entrepreneur Board Game. He's an inventor. I love it. I was so honored to have you today, man. Thank you so much. He's a businessman, speaker, motivational speaker, and mentor. He's helping people, ladies and gentlemen, learn how to work it out in the area of business. I love it. He's a black inventor, ladies and gentlemen, and he has the right tools. He's got the right motivation. And most of all, he's got the right mindset. That's what Power Connections is all about. Well, Brother Elliott, we want you to have a great rest of the evening, bro. We want you to have a great and powerful and productive rest of the week, man. And we got a holiday coming up, man. Everybody's off on Monday, I guess, enjoying life a little bit, right? I love it.
Yeah,
y'all enjoy your holiday.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that's powerful, man. Hey, where you going? You got your next, where's your next traveling event going to be?
Next one, I'm going to the HEAVE Homeschooling Convention, the third largest one in the United States, which
Woo!
Is going to be actually right here in Richmond, Virginia in June.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will be there all weekend.
Fantastic, man. And I tell you, take some pictures, man. You probably already done that. But take some pictures and post them, and we'll get that out here as well and let people know. So let us know how we can make sure we get that information to everybody so they can see who you are and what that game is all about, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Thank you so
you
much,
do.
My friend. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
thank
we've
you,
been talking to Mr. Elliot Eddy, CEO and founder of the Entrepreneur Board Game. For those who are just joining us, he's a black inventor. He invented the board game that teaches children and adults how to start a business. Hey, give much love to the family, man. We'll talk to you soon, Brother Elliot. Appreciate you, man. God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Great time, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that was the voice of Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder on Power Connections. It was a great time, ladies and gentlemen. He's an inventor. Inventor. You can do anything if you put your mind to it, ladies and gentlemen. Anything if you put your mind to it. That's what we're all about. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this real quick. Hey, always, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections, always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. Be looking for us on social media, guys. And we're going to be pushing out this show, too, as well, so you can get to know Mr. Elliot Eddy, ladies and gentlemen. CEO and founder of the Entrepreneur Board Game. Yeah, get the board game, guys. Also, too, you can start ordering, I'm sure, for Christmas, for birthdays, and for special events as well. So get that order in, ladies and gentlemen. Go to entrepreneurboardgame.com, entrepreneurboardgame.com. We'll see you next time on Power Connection. Bye-bye. Of the MLT Network, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. We'll see you next time on the network. Remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now.